MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Craig Gradage. Of course, he is Gradage Mahura Investments is where you find him. Craig, appreciate the time today. Talking around the SAB BE deal, the Zinzelia Kabili, which is listed on the JSE. We chatted last June. It was trading around 200, 180. And I asked you for a fair value. I suppose the first point is we can get a fair value on this because it's directly related to the underlying Anheuser-Busch shares.
Yes, good morning, Simon. That's right. We spoke last year when Zinzele Kabili listed. And yeah, we saw the price go from the roughly 60 Rand listing price, expected listing price, all the way up to 180 within a week. So yeah, it was trading at a massive premium to its value. And as you correctly point out, you can calculate a net asset value, which is, I think, different to what a fair value would be. So we tend to watch trade relative to fair value rather than net asset value.
That's a good point. And, of course, a fair value is a point we can debate forever and a day. The point here, I mean, your take on it, I mean, if you run the numbers, because I see that the share is now trading sort of back down almost 50 Rand.
So just to give you a sense, for us, fair value, we apply a 30% discount to net asset value. And that discount is to cater for the lack of liquidity with these sort of shares and sort of the risk from any kind of funding structure that sits inside the shares. So that's how we define fair value. But I think you're right, you know, it's a fairly grey area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, currently Zinzele Kabili, so just to run you through the calculation, they own 5 million Anheuser-Busch shares, AB InBev shares. Those shares worth roughly 4.7 billion. There's debt on the balance sheet. So as with all these structures, your BE investments, there's equity contribution from investors, some kind of discount, and a certain amount of debt. So with Zinzele Kabili, it's the end of December last year, that debt was at about 2.6 billion. So you don't get a sort of a running update on that number.
Yeah.
You have to wait for financials. And then, you take those two values, subtract them, and you get a net asset value of about 2.1 billion for Zinzele Kabili. There are 40 million Zinzele Kabili shares in issue. So you get a net asset value per share of roughly 52 Rand 60.
Okay, so it's trading at that net asset value, but you always take off, you slice some off just for the structure and the sort of the vehicle that it sits in.
Yes, so the lack of liquidity. So, yeah, so you slice some off. Some people say, look, 20% is a decent liquidity discount. Mm-hmm. Our sort of rule of thumb is 30%. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, it's trading small discount to net asset value, but a fairly large premium to fair value.
Okay, and when it gets to, in a perfect world, and I appreciate market sold demand, when it sort of gets to that fair, I mean, it should move with Anheuser-Busch broadly in sync with the company over which it's essentially written.
Yes, so over time it should track the underlying, provided there aren't any scares on the debt side, on the funding side. But if there aren't any, if you have interest rates skyrocketing, that could perhaps cause quite a bit of a disconnect, you know, because the cost of funding is going through the roof and that would eat into value. So, yeah, I think once it's closer to fair value or even net asset value, if there's sufficient trading of the share.
Yeah.
You know, this one doesn't have a lot of debt. It's kind of sitting at about a 50-50, even less than that sort of net asset value to the amount of debt. So 2.6 billion debt, 2.1 billion net asset value.
I take your point. And certainly I see that liquidity is low. I mean, there's not a heck lot of shares trading through. A quick last question. We chatted a couple of months back around BE shares more broadly, the dividend paying ones. A couple of folks have asked, the JSE traded one. Am I correct that there are only two? There's this SAB, Zinzele Kabili, and then there's the Sasol one. The others trade on Equity Express.
No. So on the JSE, you can get Zinzele Kabili, you can get Sol BE1, which is Sasol's discounted share. You can get MTN Zakhele Futhi, and you can get the MTN Yebo Yetu, Sol BE, and Zenzele Kabini. Those four.
Okay.
So those four, and then on Equity Express, you can get Putumanati and Ukamba.
Yes, right. That was the other one. Ukamba was the one I'm forgetting about. We'll leave it there. Craig Greditch, Greditch More Investment. Appreciate your time.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.